Hello again, you're listening to the news at 1. Evacuations are underway after a major dam on the Dnipro River in Ukraine was destroyed. A state of emergency has been declared in the Novokakhovka area, according to Russian state-owned media. Pictures show water pouring through the structure at speed. It's not yet clear what caused the breach. Ukraine has accused Russia of deliberately blowing it up. Russia claims Ukrainian sabotage was to blame. President Zelensky of Ukraine said 80 towns and settlements were at risk of flooding. The dam holds back a vast reservoir which provides cooling water to the Zaporizhzhia nuclear plant. NATO's General Secretary Jens Stoltenberg described it as proof of the brutality of Russia's war in Ukraine.
The destruction of the Kakhovka dam today puts thousands of civilians at risk and causes severe environmental damage. This is an outrageous act which demonstrates once again the brutality of Russia's war in Ukraine.
Jens Stoltenberg, the NATO General Secretary. Let's talk to Donako Breacon, Professor of Politics at Dublin City University and a specialist in Eastern European affairs. Donako, thank you for taking our call this lunchtime. Conflicting claims from both the Russians and the Ukrainians in relation to who was responsible for this. What at the moment is known about this attack, this breach?
Well, what's known is that the dam has been attacked and that it's more or less now we can refer to the dam in the past tense, that it has been destroyed, that the water levels are rising. This is a Soviet era dam. It was built in 1956. It's on the huge Dnipro River. It holds back a huge reservoir of water. In terms of size, for example, I mean, the Ardnakrusha hydroelectric power plant in Clare Limerick area, that has a width of 100 metres. The one we're talking about now in the Dnipro has a width of several hundred metres. And it holds an estimated 18 cubic kilometres of water, which is about five times the volume of Loch Ney, Ireland's largest lake. So we are talking about an amazing amount of water that's been unleashed in the south of Ukraine, 30 kilometres east of the city of Kherson, which has a population of 300,000 people, but it's a very densely populated anyway area, and it's going to cut off water supply to people in the south and in Crimea. But it's also going to perhaps destroy dozens of settlements because the water levels are rising rapidly and are going to rise throughout the day.
Where does the finger of suspicion most plausibly point?
As you say, there have been conflicting claims, but I guess the question you always have to ask when a crime of this scale has been committed is who benefits? And the most likely beneficiary of this attack, and indeed when you consider the timing, is Russia. Because as you know, the major counteroffensive has been planned by Ukraine for some time. And indeed, many have suggested that it has already started. And one of the major areas which was highlighted for potential attack was Kherson. The Ukrainians recaptured the city of Kherson in November, but now they want to move and recapture the rest of Kherson and move towards the Sea of Azov, and that would cut off the land bridge that Russia currently enjoys. So, you know, pushing water all over this region would potentially at least stall, if not prevent, a Ukrainian counteroffensive in this region. And Volodymyr Zelensky, the president of Ukraine, warned as far back as October, when they were moving to recapture the city of Kherson, that this was a possibility, and he warned Russia against doing this. So Russia's the obvious beneficiary in this, and therefore, when we consider the conflicting claims, I think it's most likely that we consider, that the Ukrainian charge that this, and indeed not only Ukraine, but other countries as well, that this is a Russian terrorist act is most plausible.
It poses a very serious threat to hundreds, if not thousands, of individuals across this region and to their homes and villages and towns and cities. But what about the risk to the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant? It's water provided by this dam that operates the cooling systems there, isn't it?
That's right. It could leave the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant without water for cooling. And that's why the Ukrainian government have described this as a deliberate attack on the civilian infrastructure of Ukraine, which is a war crime. And indeed, Russian state television has been threatening this for some time to attack the infrastructure. And as you know, there's been a long campaign now to attack the energy infrastructure. And of course, this also provides energy for the region. It's a hydroelectric power plant. So it is a major threat, though the International Atomic Agency did release a statement earlier today saying that there was no immediate risk, but the emphasis is on the word immediate, and we cannot rule out that this would be a potential threat to the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant, which has been in Russian control now since the early stages of the war.
Donako Breacon, Professor of Politics at Dublin City University, thank you very much for talking to us.